Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, and following the podcast. Of course, you know what time it is. It's time for NFL picks for week 14 in the NFL. This is the point of the year every year. I'm like, man, let's appreciate every single NFL game. Yes, even when there's backup quarterbacks and there's totals out there that are like, you know, low 30s, let's appreciate them all because you know it as well as I do. The NFL season moves fast. It is almost, the regular season is almost over, and we'll be clamoring for this when it's like early April or late March or, you know, mid-May or whatever it is, and it's like, man, I can't wait for the NFL to come back. I can't wait for this weekend. Can't wait for the games. Obviously, huge one. Eagles-Cowboys, Sunday Night Football. All right, my five best bets for week number 14 in the NFL, and I don't want to jinx it, but I'm on a little good roll here. 4-1 2 weeks ago, 3-2 last week, 7 out of the last 10 we have hit here. If you're following along and want to maybe make a little, you know, a little extra cash before we get to the holiday season or replenish what you're spending for everybody anyway. So let's try to hit some here. I don't think it's an easy week. Some weeks like 3 or 4 or 5 stood out to me from the jump. This week it's a little trickier. The backup quarterbacks make it trickier. Weather, wind everywhere across the NFL this weekend, though not in Dallas for Eagles Cowboys, which should give that a good feel and a good true representation of the game. That's a little bit different. So as we talk through this whole thing and we get to the best games and the best ones to pick, you got to watch out for that. Watch out for the weather. Watch how it changes the totals on these games, especially as we move closer. You know, more weather reports will come in. It's all really, really important stuff. And as far as the five games go, game number one, let's dive into it right now. I'm going to take a team that I was actually impressed with after writing them off, and that is the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to take the Bengals plus the 1.5 at home in game number one over the Indianapolis Colts. Okay, a couple things on this. Jake Browning showed me something on Monday night. He really did. I liked what I saw to Browning and the Bengals offense. They built something in the RPO game, quick hitters, out of his hands. He was not overwhelmed by a pretty good Jaguars defense. And now he gets to go home and face the Colts. Colts are good, get a lot of sacks this year. And they have really been one of the more surprising teams in the NFL because they're doing this with Gardner Minshew at quarterback. But I'm going to fade them. I'll keep fading the Minshew thing. I don't know how he keeps doing it. I don't know how they keep winning. I'm going to fade Minshew on the road here. I'm going to take the Bengals plus the 1.5. No Jonathan Taylor. Minshew is not a guy in his career when his team, you know, the opponent scores more than 20 points. He rarely wins. He's 2-16 as a starter. I think the Bengals, what I saw last week out of Browning, will find a way with their weapons to get over 20 points. And I got to say, Zach Taylor, who I've never really been the biggest fan of, he did do this once before. You know, in 2020, they beat the Steelers as 14.5-point underdogs without Burrow, and they came back again, then they won the next week without Joe, beating the Texans as underdogs. So they've done this. I won't be surprised if he wins this football game. Both teams off overtime. I think that evens things out a little bit. Obviously, the Bengals played a Monday night overtime game, but both teams off overtime. Game in Cincinnati, dome team outside, cold weather late in the season. Are they going to win two games in a row in that kind of condition? I doubt it. Give me the Bengals plus the 1.5, and then they're going to upset the Colts in game number one and put a little monkey wrench, another one, there's a lot of these, in the AFC playoff picture. All right, game number two. And I know, it feels like a ridiculous thought to say, you know what, damn it, I am going to put -3 on the Cleveland Browns with Joe Flacco as quarterback. Like, I'm going to lay 3 points with Joe Flacco as quarterback. It feels crazy. But a couple things here. With Browns over the Jaguars, I'm taking the Browns -3. I wish I took the game when I saw the game first on the board last Sunday night. it was Browns plus 3. And obviously it swung 6 points the other way because of the Trevor Lawrence injury. I also think wind, cold, Jaguars on a short week on the road is going to impact things here. But a couple things. Number one, I actually thought Flacco played okay last week. He threw a pick at the end. That game kind of got out of hand against the Rams. I took the Rams. I'm not surprised. But I thought Flacco played pretty well considering he was off the street or off his couch. I didn't think he played terribly. Number two, the Browns' pass defense has been incredible this season. Fifth fewest pass yards allowed through 12 games. That's 1990. And they've only allowed 81 first downs by pass through 12 games. That is the fewest for any team since 1990. This is one of the greatest pass defenses the NFL's seen in 30-plus years. They get to face C.J. Beathard. Okay, a lot of times when the Jaguars do have big passes, it's a perfectly thrown ball by Trevor Lawrence. That will not happen with C.J. Beathard. No Christian Kirk in this game. So it's one less weapon for C.J. Beathard. Short week to prepare after coming as a starter for Lawrence last week. Now, the Lawrence thing isn't, as I record this, fully set in stone that he's out, but I would be shocked. The line is telling us, common sense is telling us, that Trevor Lawrence is very unlikely to play in this football game on Sunday. I'm reading these stories about him, you know, talking about how he took the card. He didn't want to take the card, all that. Ian Rapoport reports he doesn't think they're going to put him in harm's way. He did some drills. I just don't think there's any way that they're going to play him. Now, by the time you listen to this podcast, if that changes and they put him in, I would stay away from the game unless it flipped all the way back around. I do think there's a chance the Browns could cover the 3 the other way. Just keep an eye on the Lawrence thing. But at this number, without Lawrence, I'll take the Browns. If Lawrence comes back and they send us all the way to plus 3, I would still take the Browns. I think the Browns have a really good chance in this game. And add this one in. I mentioned it last week when we faded the Browns against the Colts. I mean, it was against the Rams. Their home and road splits on defense are among the most ridiculous I've ever seen in my life. Home defense for the Browns this year, they're averaging 10.3 points per game allowed at home. 10 on the road, 30.7. I don't know what's going on. I'm not accusing anyone of side stealing or whatever, but that's ridiculous. You know, we had something here in Philadelphia with Schwartz, 2017-2018, Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator of the Browns. That was kind of similar to this. They were way better here in Philadelphia than on the road, but 30.7 compared to 10.3 is enormous. I'll take the Jaguars the Browns minus the 3, even with Flacco a quarterback for game number 2. Game number 3, we're going out west. Give me the Broncos plus the 2.5 as a road dog, slight road dog in Los Angeles against the Chargers. I think the Broncos are just a better coached football team, and it really, I think it's a coin flip kind of game. I will call this a loser goes home match. The loser of this game is not going to make the NFL postseason. The winner has a real chance too as a wild card. And I like the Broncos this. Their defense since week 6, 7th in EPA per play on defense. They were dead last in the NFL the first 5 weeks of the season. First 8 games, they allowed a 73.6 completion percentage, which was third highest completion percentage through 8 games in the Super Bowl era. Since, they've allowed a completion percentage of only 56.3, the lowest in the NFL. Their defense has totally turned things around. They create turnovers. And the Chargers always play close games. I mean, 21 of the last, 30 games have been within a touchdown. So this is a good tease spot, even if you're not fully with me on the Broncos. You want to tease the Broncos up to 8.5. I think you're in good shape there. But I'll throw one more thing in. Teams traveling from a road Eastern game, that's the Chargers last week in New England. They didn't play very well on offense. To a Mountain or Pacific game. So back out to the West. 24-78 against the spread since 2015. Under 500 each of the last couple seasons. Close game. Chargers always play close games. Better defense for the Broncos over the last few weeks than we saw in the beginning of the season. Better coaching Sean Payton. And I just feel like this will be a game where the Chargers blow it late. Give me the Broncos plus the 2.5 to keep their playoff dreams alive moving forward in the AFC playoff picture. All right, game number 4. And I can't, you know, I can in some senses, but can't in others believe where this line is moving. I'm going to take on a very, very short number the Kansas City Chiefs to bounce back and cover at home minus the 1.5 against the Buffalo Bills. You know, I understand that Buffalo's got a lot of metrics their way, a lot of metrics that you can make the case that in some areas they've been better, certainly offensively, than the Kansas City Chiefs, who have, you know, had a ton of issues getting over 21 points a game. They had issues last week interception lane that game by Mahomes against the Green Bay Packers. But I think there's a little bit of an overreaction here to what is going on with the Kansas City Chiefs. I recognize Kansas City has struggled, and we know that offensively, but the Packers are a good football team, and they're moving towards being a really good football team as we get towards the postseason. I don't think that loss last week was shocking. I took the Packers in our picks last week on this podcast to win that game, or at least cover the number. I thought they could win the game. So I don't think that's a terrible loss. I thought 2 weeks ago their offense responded, and I still think Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes will figure it out. It's a top defense. Plus, look, in this matchup, typically, what happens? The Bills play the Chiefs, and the Chiefs find a way to win. I mean, that's it. And Josh Allen's thrown an interception now in 8 straight games. I don't believe the extra time is really going to help them much at this stage of the season. I believe the Bills are still a team ready for someone to bury them. They're solid. They're good enough. They'll probably be the team where like, man, how'd they miss the playoffs? But I still don't believe they're going to just turn this thing around like that because we want them to, or because the NFL's like, yeah. You know, the idea of them being good is good for the league, and certainly, you know, all the quarterbacks out in the AFC, they have a shot, but I don't believe it. Mahomes has 29 passes dropped this season, most of any quarterback in the NFL. They're getting open more than they're not, and I think that will even out as time goes. And let's talk about this, because I think it's important. Mahomes has played 5 games where he threw an interception and had 225 pass yards or fewer in the game before. So he's 5 games, he's coming off a really poor game, and you could count the game against the Packers as a poor game by his standards. In the next game, like the next 5 spots, the games following those 5 games, he's 5-0, and he covers the spread by 13.5 points per game. This is a bounce-back spot in a big way against a bad Bills defense. Let's not forget that. I think everyone's forgetting is they're on a bye. The Bills defense stinks. It was good. It's not good. Too banged up. No one in the secondary. I believe the Chiefs' offense explodes. And Allen puts up some numbers, but throws a pick, adds to it. Chiefs win this game. We're like, man, that was only 1.5. We got a good, good number. Give me the Chiefs minus 1.5 in game number 4. Game number 5, the final game. I don't want to do it, but I want to win, and I want to bet where I want to win, and we're going to give you a pick to win. I'm going to take the Cowboys minus 3.5 over the Philadelphia Eagles. I think this is a big Cowboys spot on Sunday. It's another bad rest disadvantage moment for the Eagles as they are, you know, a second straight game going up against a team that's off 10 days rest. Meanwhile, they just played last week. And a couple things that just stand out. Eagles right now worse in the NFL on third down defense. The Cowboys offense is averaging 40 points per game at home. In terms of a betting perspective, Jalen Hurts way better in Philadelphia in his career. 17-7-1 against the spread at home. That's second best out of 96 quarterbacks that have played since 2020 behind only Tua. On the road or a neutral site, obviously it'd be the Super Bowl, 10-14-1 against the spread, 92 of 98 quarterbacks. He's ranked 92nd. So he's the second best quarterback against the spread at home. He is the 92nd best quarterback in the NFL on the road since 2020, which is really remarkable considering you don't think about the splits that much, but the Eagles cover more at home and they do not on the road. And look, when a team that is as good as the Eagles record-wise is listed as a dog this late in the season, last week against San Francisco, this week against Dallas, there's a reason for it, whether it be the spot, whether it be injuries, whether it be the matchup. You're not going to just set a team that's as good as the Eagles as a dog for the heck of it, because anyone with a brain, if they were, you know, really the better team or the better spot in the matchup, would just bet on them and take the free points. There's a reason for this. Dallas is in a good spot in this game. And plus, right now, just keep it simple. Dallas has the better defense. Dallas has home field. And Dallas has the quarterback playing at a higher level. Dak's playing at a higher level than Jalen Hurts. I do believe this game goes a long way to determining MVP. Hurts wins. He's back to the favorite. Hurts loses. And I believe this goes down to Dak or Purdy. It really does. And can Dak overtake Purdy, who will have a lot on his side, likely as the number one seed? One more thing to throw in. I know a tough week for McCarthy with the appendectomy, and no one thinks he's a big, big, big-time coach. He has been good on extended rest in his career. The extra time helps Mike McCarthy. He's 39-22 straight up against the spread, 39-22 with extra rest. He's 35-23-3 against the spread with extra rest. So that could be a big advantage giving him the 10 days versus Sirianni and his Eagles coaching staff right now just on the 1-1. Little note to talk about, and I do think playing the Cowboys in terms of their point total and their spot in this game is a good one. They started to incorporate more motion into the game. their offense. I've seen it more the last 4 or 5 weeks than I really ever remember it before. It could be a huge, huge thing in this game. The Eagles have been terrible against motion. We saw Kyle Shanahan and that offense put them in a complete and total blender last week. Watch out for that, especially CeeDee Lamb moving across the line of scrimmage. It gave the Eagles trouble. It probably will again until they find a way to fix it. So to recap, as we wrap up the picks pod for week number 14, game number one, Bengals plus the 1.5 over the Indianapolis Colts. Game number two, the Browns. Yeah, I'm laying it with Flacco, and I'm going under the assumption as we record this that Trevor Lawrence is not going to play. Browns minus 3 over the Jags in Cleveland. Broncos plus 2.5 on the road over the Chargers. Give me the Chiefs minus 1.5 over the Bills in game number 4. Cowboys minus 3.5 over the Eagles. Sunday Night Football in game number 5. And of course, all these lines, as always, courtesy of my friends over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Best odds, best boosts, the profit boosts have been incredible. You take it up like 30% extra. It's awesome. And the futures where I'm always betting. Watch out for that MVP race. Really coming down to the end between Purdy and Dak and Jalen Hurts. Appreciate guys listening. Have a great weekend. Hopefully a profitable Sunday. I'll be on for the pregame show. Eagles-Cowboys Sunday night on WIP.